We are down the last 3 weeks of session now with still a lot to do, Senator.
Yes, certainly, Dean. The deadlines are rapidly approaching, aren't they, as we enter these last 3 weeks of our session. The first deadline that we have upon us is the state budget. House Bills 1 through 20 is May 5th, and that second deadline is May 12th at 6 p.m., which is the last day of session. The General Assembly, in my opinion, still has a lot of work that needs to be accomplished, and I would like to focus on House Bill 992. House Bill 992 and the version I filed, Senate Bill 568, were filed to address a new set of transmission line projects at MISO. MISO is the organization that takes care of the federal electrical grid, recently approved across northern Missouri. In total, the lines are around 250 miles. MISO intends to competitively bid them, meaning they may ultimately be awarded to an existing Missouri utility, but I don't see this as being very likely. More than likely, they will be assigned to an out-of-state company. The legislation I'm proposing would put the Public Service Commission, not MISO, in control of where and how the line is built and would prevent out-of-state companies from having eminent domain authority across North Missouri. The legislation would also require local utility companies to collaborate for the best route, minimizing the impact on property owners and farmers by co-locating lines wherever possible. Co-locating would essentially mean, subject to a few exceptions, that the new transmission line project would need to be sited with and along current infrastructure that we have transferring electricity across the northern part of our state, which would be least impactful for the farmland. To date, only one company that has bid on this new transmission project has sought to co-locate the line. All other bidders would be adding 250 miles of greenfield transmission. Because of co-location, there is a conflict between wanting utilities to build brownfield or co-located lines and MISO making bidders identify low-cost solutions. This bill would resolve that conflict in a way that creates value for Missouri landowners, Missouri companies, and Missouri customers. This proposal, however, has not been without opposition. The competitors argue that the utilities are trying to block competition, but my argument is that competition isn't working to create value for Missourians. My hope is that this proposal becomes law and new transmission lines must come through Missouri. They are done with high standards in a responsible manner with the least impact on Missouri farmland.